Here's a pre-recorded best clips from the Potluck Podcast.
What am I talking about? But I gotta find these opening segments. And oh boy, where was that at? I had it up here. See, Bob, you screwed me up with the. Look, there.
Look under the papers.
Oh, here it is.
See, found it.
Yeah, here it is. We're going to be soon doing Stupid Human Stories, and I have the theme song for our Stupid Human Stories. You might like it. Here, look at this. Here, see what this is. Let me know if you like it or not. For Stupid Human Stories, we're going to be starting to do that. You like that one?
Yeah.
You like that one?
Yeah. I'm going to hear that like every day now.
You're going to hear this?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was doing my grizzled prospector.
It's like, yeah, there we are.
Miss Dixie says that tune sounds familiar. I don't know. I was on my mouth harp and talking like a grizzled prospector when I heard that today was Talk Like a Grizzled Prospector Day. And I was like, well, I got to do, and that's what I did. And I put that together real quick. So
That's you.
You like that?
That's all natural.
That's all natural. So that's going to be one of our new things.
The source.
Oh, it reminds you of Benny Hill? Fantastic. Then it's a keeper. That's it. That's it. I had like six of them like that. So anyway, yeah, we got that. Cool. I'm glad you like that. So starting next week, we're going to get some. And Bob, you can be on the lookout too. Anybody that listens to this show, look out for some Stupid Human Stories, something short and quick. And we can discuss it on our show in the middle of our segments. And we're going to start that next week along with our Florida Man and some of our other things. But in the meantime, why don't we do this? Wait, let me turn it up because that was literally, that's a very loud segment there. I'll turn this up a little bit. We'll do this.
Bullshit or not?
We'll do some bullshit or not. How about that? Yeah.
Bullshit.
Okay.
I'm planning bullshit.
Yes. Oh, Benny Hill, he's a legend everywhere. He's the man. So as soon as you guys said that Miss Dixie said it reminded her of Benny Hill, that was a no-brainer. From that on out, that's a keeper then. Yeah, so there you go. We will start Stupid Human Tricks – Superhuman Stories starting next week. But right now, we're going to find the truth and not the bullshit. I'm going to give you two headlines. And here we go. You have to find the truth and not the bullshit. Here we go. The first one is Missouri man says he found Thor on this hammer. A believer of the Norse mythology and presumably Marvel Comics, this man claims Thor has appeared on his hammer. Yes. Here's the second one. Florida woman says she has found Jesus on a horseshoe crab. Yes, a religious photographer hopes to inspire people with a photograph of a horseshoe crab that appears to have a portrait of Jesus on his back. So which one is it, folks? Is it the Missouri man who says he found Thor on his hammer? Or is it the Florida woman that says she found Jesus on a horseshell crab? Dang on it. Which one is it?
I'm going to go with Jesus.
You're going to go with Jesus? With the horseshoe crab. Jesus. Miss Dixie's going with Jesus with the horseshoe crab, too. She's picking number two. Only for us Gen Xers, hence the youth here today, find them an offensive. Yes, they do.
She's talking about Benny Hill.
Oh, yes. Yeah, Benny Hill. Oh, you know what? They're too young to understand. Gen Xers rule. There you go. Mm-hmm. All right. So which one is it, folks? Is it the Missouri man who found Thor in his hammer or the Florida woman who says she has found Jesus on a horseshoe crab? Was that you again sending me junk?
No.
Oh, okay. Someone else is sending me stuff. All right. I'm going to do the drum roll, please. Everyone's picking number two. And you are all correct. Yes, the Lord knows that the Jesus story is true, as reported by CBS News back in 2018. That actually happened. Mama Bear Tracy's in the house, folks. Yes, Mama Bear, welcome to the show. I listened to your show this afternoon. Yay. That's right, I did. Good job. Yes. She talked about all kinds of things. She's had a bunch of stories on Mama Bear Tracy's show. She talked about the new Michael Jackson movie, NASCAR, played some cool music in between. Who did that? I want to know who did your in the middle of your segment, who did your, you had a little teaser talking about Mama Bear. It was like rap music. That was pretty cool. That was really good. Really well done. All right. We're in the middle of Bullshit or Not. Yes.
Bullshit or Not?
Bullshit. Bullshit.
We are going to find the truth and not the bullshit. And Bob is sending me more pictures of people in lacy things bouncing up and down.
Yes.
Jiggly things.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus. George,
now concentrate.
Welcome to the live studio. We're in the middle of truth, find the truth and not the bullshit. And I got things, I got books sliding. I'm sliding. All right. Here we go. Is it truth or is it bullshit? You let me know. I have two things. Strange gelatinous sea creatures invade Northern California coast. Yes, folks, a weird alien-looking creature with transparent interiors, which are some calling the sea pickles, have washed up on the North Carolina beaches, puzzling everyone.
Sea pickles?
Yes, sea pickles. Yes, and here's the other one. Furry, tribble-like critters. Puzzle. Chickagones at Lincoln Park.
What?
No one has ever been able to identify these small, rodent-like creatures who are mystifying residents and scaring dogs in Chicago. Chicagoans. Chicagoans. That's a weird thing. That's really weird spelling. So everyone's picking the strange gelatinous sea creatures invading the North California coast.
I'll go with the sea pickles.
You're going with the sea pickles?
Sea pickles.
Hey, get the sea pickles. Super duper sea pickles. Darn it, you got them damn seagulls. Or the tribble-like creatures at Lincoln Park. Terrifying Chicagoans. Chicagoans. But first off, I have found three misspellings, and I'm going to have to contact the makers of Bullshit or Not, which I'll have to talk to myself later on.
Yeah.
Yes. All right.
You wrote it down.
Drum roll, please. You guys are all correct. It is number one. The tribbles are fake, but the sea creatures, the sea pickles. Yes, they're called, they're called pyrosomes. P-Y-R-O-S-O-M-E-S. And they're real, as reported by NBC News back in 2017. Who would have thought NBC News had truth about their sea pickles? I don't know what I'm saying. I don't know.
Either.
I don't know. All right. That leads only one thing and one thing only. And well, all I got to do is it's a bandit. It's a bandit. Which bandit is not bullshit? Yes. Guess which bandit is not bullshit? Who is the Ninja Bandit?
Because yes, great. We determined that last week.
But there was one that went rogue and became a bandit.
It's not a pirate bandit.
It's not a pirate bandit. It's a Ninja Bandit. For those of you who are avid listeners to this show, you will get the jokes. Is the Ninja Bandit, there's three of them. Is it a bank robber who was very quiet? Is it a bank robber dressed in all black? Or is it a bank robber with knowledge of Kung Fu, you let us know what, who is the Ninja Bandit? A bank robber who was quiet? A bank robber dressed in all black? Or a bank robber with Kung Fu knowledge?
I'll say he's dressed in all black.
You're saying he's dressed in all black?
Yeah.
Everyone else is saying he's a robber with knowledge of Kung Fu. Number three. George is still with us. We want George to put in his 2 cents. Last Anglo-Saxon says three. Miss Dixie says three. Where's Mama Bear? The great B. Yes, Mr. B. Yes, everybody. Mr. B is in the house.
Yay.
You are the man, Mr. B. Oh, Mama Bear says three. Yes. Just giving everybody one more thing. Oh, yes. Yeah, call in. Call in, Mama Bear. The Ninja Bandit. Is it one, a robber who is very quiet, a robber who always wore black, or a robber with Kung Fu knowledge? Everyone is saying three.
Except for
Bob
me.
Bob is saying number two. And we're going to do the drum roll. Ladies and gentlemen, if you said number three, ooh, Mr. B says number two, and you guys are correct. Yes, that's right. Oh, yes, absolutely. The guy must have been a fan of Johnny Cash because according to KOAT7 News in New Mexico, yes, dang garn it, that guy wore black. That's right. There you go. Give yourselves a round of applause, people. Yes, because you did it. You made it happen. Right here on Bullshit or Not.
Bullshit.
My microphone is sliding, too. Things are just moving down.
We both have problems.
Yes.
What is wrong?
Oh, my goodness. George, thank you so much for liking the show. Make sure you subscribe because we have all kinds of new stuff happening right here on the Potluck where things happen. Yes, and only subscribers get knowledge of it. So we're going to have all kinds of goodies that we're recording on the side. Not just this live performance we do every Wednesday nights from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time, but we're going to have recorded messages like Potluck Mysteries and of course, we always have our best clips throughout the afternoon and evenings that we post. And Bob always sends me lazy things, and I'm just staring at these jiggly happenings on my computer.
Don't be distracted.
It pings, and I have to see what, you know. It's like a squirrel. Look, squirrel.
Yeah, I
look,
know.
Jiggly things.
You've just listened to a Best Clips from the Potluck Podcast. Make sure to listen to them each and every Wednesday night from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. And if you like these shows, make sure to subscribe and follow us wherever you get your podcasts. This has been an MCG production.